Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation of Mount Zion. That's the 12th hour in Living Hill, Texas. Today is September 29, 2017, August Tishri 10, 2021. We will start our first service on this Atonement Day with a song entitled. I'll be listening. When the Savior calls, I will answer. When He calls for me, I will hear. When the Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. If my heart is right when He calls me, if my heart is right, I will hear. If my heart is right, when He calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. My robe is white when He calls me. If my robe is white, I will hear. If my robe is white when He calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Atonement Part 8, we're going to continue on our series. Let's start with Exodus 29. After this, just read the whole chapter. It says, and this is the thing that thou shalt do unto them, to hallow them, to minister unto me in the priest's office. Take one young bullock and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread, and cakes unleavened, tempered with oil, and wafers unleavened, anointed with oil of wheaten flour, shalt thou make of them. And thou shalt put them into one basket, and bring them in the basket, with the bullock and the two rams, and Aaron and his sons thou shalt bring unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and shalt wash them with water. Thou shalt take the garments and put upon Aaron the coat and the robe of the ephod, and the ephod and the breastplate, and gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod. And thou shalt put the mitre upon his head, and put the holy crown upon the mitre. Then shalt thou take the anointing oil, and pour it upon his head, and anoint him. Thou shalt bring his sons and put coats upon them, and thou shalt gird them with girdles, Aaron and his son, and put the bonnets on them, and the priest's office shall be theirs for a perpetual statute, and thou shalt consecrate Aaron and his son. And thou shalt cause a bullock to be brought before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron and his son shall put their hands upon the head of the bullock. And thou shalt kill the bullock before the Yahweh by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Thou shalt take the blood of the bullock and put it upon the horns of the altar with thy finger, and pour all the blood beside the bottom of the altar. And thou shalt take all the fat that covereth the inwards, and the caul that is above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and burn them upon the altar. But the flesh of the bullock, and his skin, and his dung, shalt thou burn with the fire without the camp. It is a sin offering. Thou shalt also take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram, and thou shalt slay the ram, and thou shalt take his blood, and sprinkle it round about upon the altar. Thou shalt cut the ram in pieces, and wash the inwards of him and his legs, and put them into his pieces, and unto his head, and thou shalt burn the whole ram upon the altar. It is a burnt offering of Yahweh. It is a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. And thou shalt take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. Then shalt thou kill the ram, and take of his blood, and put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and upon the tip of the right ear of his sons, and upon the thumb of their right hand, and upon the great toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. And thou shalt take of the blood that is upon the altar, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aaron, and upon his garments, and upon his sons, and upon the garments of his sons with him, and he shall be hallowed. And his garments, and his sons' garments with him. Also thou shalt take of the ram the fat, and the rump, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and the caul above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of the consecration. And one loaf of the bread, and one cake of the oil bread, and one wafer out of the basket of the unleavened bread that is before the Yahweh. And thou shalt put all in the hands of Aaron, and in the hands of his sons, and shalt wave them. For a wave offering before the Yahweh, and thou shalt receive them of their hands, and burn them upon the altar for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor before the Yahweh. It is an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. And thou shalt take the breast of the ram of the Aaron's consecration, and wave it for a wave offering before the Yahweh, and it shall be thy part. And thou shalt sanctify the breast of the wave offering, and the shoulder of the heave offering, which is waved, and which is heaved up, of the ram of the consecration, even of that which is for Aaron, and of that which is for his son. And it shall be Aaron's and his son, thy statute forever from the children of Israel, for it is an heave offering. And it shall be an heave offering from the children of Israel of the sacrifice of their peace offering, even their heave offering unto the Yahweh. And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed therein, and to be consecrated in them. And the son that is priest in his stead shall put them on 7 days when he cometh into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister in the holy place. And thou shalt take the ram of the consecration and seethe his flesh in the holy place. It means to cook it, means to boil it. And Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread that is in the basket by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. They shall eat those things wherewith the atonement was made, to consecrate and to sanctify them. But a stranger shall not eat thereof, because they are holy. And if aught of the flesh of the consecration or of the bread remain unto the morning, then thou shalt burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten, because it is holy. And thus shalt thou do unto Aaron and unto his sons according unto all things which I have commanded thee. 7 days shalt thou consecrate them, and thou shalt offer every day a bullock for a sin offering for the atonement, and thou shalt cleanse the altar when thou hast made an atonement for it, and thou shalt anoint it to sanctify it. 7 days thou shalt make an atonement for the altar and sanctify it, and it shall be an altar most holy. Whatsoever touches the altar shall be holy. Now this is that which thou shalt offer up on the altar. 2 lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. There it is, day by day, continually. The 1 lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb thou shalt offer at evening. So there's your 2 sacred hours of the day, the 3rd and the 9th hour. And with the 1 lamb, a 1/10 deal of flour mingled with the 1/4 part of an hin of beaten oil, and the 1/4 part of an hin of wine for a drink offering. And the other lamb thou shalt offer at even, and shalt do thereto according unto the meat offering of the morning, and according unto the drink offering thereof for a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Yahweh. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Yahweh, where I will meet you to speak there unto thee, and there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office. And I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their Elohim. And they shall know that I am the Yahweh the Elohim that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Yahweh the Elohim. Exodus chapter 30, verse 1. Thou shalt make an altar to burn incense upon. Of the shittim wood shalt thou make it. A cubit shall be the length thereof, and a cubit the breadth thereof. 4 square shall it be, and 2 cubits shall be the height thereof. The horns thereof shall be of the same, and thou shalt overlay it with the pure gold, the top thereof, and the sides thereof round about, and the horns thereof, and thou shalt make unto it a crown of gold round about, and 2 golden rings shalt thou make it under the crown of it, by the 2 corners thereof, upon the 2 sides of it shalt thou make it, and they shall be for places, for the staves to bear it withal, and thou shalt make the staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold, and thou shalt put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with thee. And Aaron shall burn their own sweet incense every morning when he dresses the lamps. He shall burn incense upon it. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at even, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Yahweh throughout your generations. He shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt sacrifice, nor meat offering, neither shall ye pour drink offering thereon. And Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horns of it once in a year with the blood of the sin offering of the atonement. Once in the year shall he make atonement upon it throughout your generations, it is most holy unto the Yahweh. The Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Thou now takest the son of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Yahweh, when thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them when thou numberest them. This they shall give every one that passes among them that are numbered, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerah, and half shekel shall be the offering of the Yahweh. Every one that passes among them that are numbered, from 20 years old and above, shall give an offering unto the Yahweh. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel. When they give an offering unto the Yahweh to make an atonement for your soul, and thou shalt take the atonement money of the children of Israel, and shalt appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Yahweh to make an atonement for your soul. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Thou shalt also make a laver of brass, and his foot also of brass, to wash withal, and thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and thou shalt put water therein, for Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet thereat. When they go into the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall wash with water, and they shall die, that they die not. How when they come near to the altar to minister the burnt offering made by fire unto the Yahweh, so they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they die not, and it shall be a statute forever unto them, even unto him and unto his seed throughout their generation. Moreover, Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Take thou also unto thee principal spices of the pure myrrh 500 shekel, and of sweet cinnamon half so much, even 250 shekels of the sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of cassia, 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary and of the oil, olive, and hen. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be an holy anointing oil. And thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony, and the table, and all his vessels, and the candlestick, and his vessels, and the altar of the incense, and the altar of the burnt offering, with all his vessels, and the laver, and his foot. And thou shalt sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whatsoever touches them shall be holy. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, This shall be an holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generation. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall ye make any other like it after the composition of it. It is holy, and it shall be holy unto you. Whosoever compoundeth any like it, or whosoever putteth any of it upon a stranger, shall even be cut off from his people. Yahweh said unto Moses, Take unto thee sweet spices, stacte, and oncha, and galbanum. These sweet spices with pure frankincense of each shall there be a light like weight, and thou shalt make it a perfume, a confession, as the art of the apothecary, tempered together, pure and holy. And thou shalt beat some of it very small, and put it of it before the testimony of the tabernacle of the congregation, where I will meet with thee. It shall be unto you most holy. And as for the perfume which thou shalt make, you shall not make to yourselves according to the composition thereof. It shall be unto thee holy for the Lord. Whosoever shall make like unto that to smell thereto shall even be cut off from his people. Okay, Exodus 31. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the spirit of Yahweh, and wisdom, and in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in cutting of stones, to set them, and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, behold, I have given with him Aholab, the son of Ahishamach, of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee, the tabernacle of the congregation, and the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is thereupon, all the furniture of the tabernacle, and the table, and his furniture, and the pure candlestick, with all his furniture, and the altar of the incense, and the altar of the burnt offerings, with all his furniture, and the laver, and his foot, and the cloths of service, and the holy garments for Aaron, the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister in the priest's office, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded thee, shall they do. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Speak also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that you may know that I am the Yahweh that does sanctify you. You shall keep this Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death, for whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy unto Yahweh. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep this Sabbath to observe this Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon the Mount Sinai, 2 tables of the testimony, tables of the stone, written with the finger of the Yahweh. Okay, that ends chapter 31. Now, what did we learn from there? How important is the Sabbath for you? Yahweh says that Moses was to put people to death if they defiled the sanctuary in any way, the Sabbath, and worked upon it. Okay, let's go on now into chapter 32. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods, which shall go before us, for as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earrings, which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people brake off the golden earrings which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand, and fashioned it with a graven tool, after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. When Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made proclamation and said, Tomorrow is a feast unto the Yahweh. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. Boy, they just got Yahweh's high priest, Aaron, and they scared him to the inch of his life. And boy, I mean, he just became putty in their hands, and man, they had him a priest. They had them a priest that would do their bidding, and so they didn't have anything to fear now. Wow. Forget this Moses. He's not coming back. We'll never see him again. He's gone. And the Yahweh said unto Moses, Get thee down, for thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto. And said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And Yahweh said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. And Moses besought the Yahweh of him, and said, Yahweh, why dost thou wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt? With great power and with a mighty hand, wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, For mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains, and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath, and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servant, unto whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Yahweh repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. In other words, Moses had persuaded Yahweh to change his mind and not to carry through with. And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both their sides, on the one side and on the other were they written. And the tables were the work of Yahweh, and the writing was the writing of Yahweh, graven upon the table. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people, as they shouted, he said unto Moses, There is a noise of war in the camp. And he said, It is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing, Do I hear? And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands and brake them beneath the mount. And he took the calf which they had made and burned it in the fire and ground it to powder. And he took, Moses did, and strawed it upon the water, and made the children of Israel drink of it. And Moses said unto Aaron, What did this people unto thee? that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them. And Aaron said, Let not the anger of my master wax hot. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, Make us gods, which shall go before us. And as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And I said unto them, Whosoever hath any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it to me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. When Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, and Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, Who is on the Yahweh's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim of Israel, Put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. The children of the Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. For Moses had said, Consecrate yourselves today to the Yahweh, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, Ye have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up unto the Yahweh. Peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto Yahweh and said, O, this people have sinned a great sin, and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book, which thou hast written. And Yahweh said unto Moses, Whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. And the Yahweh plagued the people because they made the calf which Aaron made. All right, let's go right on into chapter 33, verse 1. And the Yahweh said unto Moses, Depart and go up hence, and thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, Unto thy seed will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, unto a land flowing with the milk and honey, for I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornament. But Yahweh had said unto Moses, Say unto the children of Israel, You are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that every one which sought the Yahweh went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And it came to pass when Moses went out unto the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And It came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloud of pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and Yahweh talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloud of pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshipped every man in his tent door. And the people spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend, and he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Yahweh, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people. And thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. And thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us, so shall we be separated, I and my people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth? And he always said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Yahweh before thee, and will be gracious unto whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And Yahweh said, Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in a cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Okay, that ends chapter 33. Okay, let's continue now with chapter 34 of Exodus, verse 1. And the Yahweh said unto Moses, Hew thee two tables of stone, like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first table, which thou breakest. And he be ready in the morning. And come up in the morning unto the Mount Sinai, and present myself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first, and Moses rose up early in the morning, and went up unto the Mount Sinai, as Yahweh had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And Yahweh descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of Yahweh. Yahweh passed by before him and proclaimed the Yahweh. The Yahweh Elohim, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the children's children, unto the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. And he said, If now I have found grace in thy sight, O Yahweh, let my Yahweh, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, behold, I make a covenant. Before all thy people, I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of Yahweh, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whether thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Yahweh, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous Yahweh. Dost thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a horn after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a horn after their gods, and make thy sons go a horn after their gods. Thou shalt make thee no molten god. The feast of the unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee in the time of the Mount Abib. For in the month Abib thou camest out from Egypt. All that openeth the matrix is mine, and every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem of the lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then shalt thou break his neck. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. Okay, 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest, in earing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. And thou shalt observe the feast of the weeks of the first fruits of the wheat harvest, and the feast of the ingathering at the year's end. Thrice in the year shall all young men, children, appear before the Yahweh Elohim, the Elohim of Israel. For I will cast out the nations before thee, and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land. And thou shalt go up to appear before the Yahweh, the Elohim, thrice, 3 times in the year. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven. Neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left until the morning. The first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Yahweh thy Elohim. Thou shalt not seethe a kid in his mother's milk. In other words, you're not to boil a kid, cook him, that's still sucking from his mother. And the Yahweh said unto Moses, write thou these words. For after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was there with the Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from the Mount Sinai, with the two tables of the testimony and the Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, Moses wished not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And afterwards all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that the Yahweh had spoken with him in the Mount Sinai. Until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Yahweh to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out, and he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, and Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. In chapter 34 of Exodus, let's continue on to chapter 35, start with verse 1. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said unto them, these are the words which the Yahweh hath commanded, that ye should do them. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be unto you an holy day, a Sabbath of rest unto the Yahweh. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. Ye shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath day. And Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which Yahweh commanded, and saying, take ye from among you an offering unto Yahweh, whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of Yahweh, gold and silver and brass, and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair, and ram skin dyed red, and badger skins and shittim wood, and oil for the light, and spices for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, and onyx stones, and stones to be set for the ephod, and for the breastplate. And every wise-hearted among you shall come and make all that the Yahweh hath commanded. The tabernacle, his tent, and his covering, his taches, and his boards, his bars, his pillars, and his socket. The ark and the staves thereof, with the mercy seat and the veil of the covering. The table and his staves, and all his vessels, and the showbread, the candlestick also for the light, and his furniture, and his lamps with the oil for the light, and the incense altar, and his staves, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, and the hanging for the door at the entering in of the tabernacle, the altar of the burnt offering with his brazen grate, his staves, and all his vessels, the laver, and his foot, the hangings of the court, his pillars and their sockets, and the hanging for the door of the court, the pins of the tabernacle and the pins of the court and their cords, the cloths of the service to do service in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister in the priest's office. And all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses, and there came every one whose heart stirred him up, and every one whom his spirit made willing, and they brought Yahweh's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments. There came both men and women, as many as were willing, hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold. And every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Yahweh. And every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and red skins of rams and badger skins brought them. Everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought the Yahweh's offering. And every man with whom was found shittim wood for any work of the service brought it. And all the women that were wise hearted did spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple and of scarlet and of fine linen. And all the women whose hearts stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hair. And the rulers brought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate and spice and oil for the light and for the anointing oil and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Yahweh, every man and woman whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work which the Yahweh had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Yahweh hath called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he hath filled him with the spirit of Yahweh and wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship and to devise curious works to work in gold and in silver and in brass and in the cutting of stones to sit them and in carving of the wood to make any manner of cunning work. And he hath put in his heart that he may teach both he and Aholalab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of work of the engraver and of the cunning workman and of the embroiderer in blue and in purple, in scarlet and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do any work, and of those that devise cunning work. Okay, that brings the end of chapter 35. Let's go right on into chapter 36. It says, then wrought Bezalel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man in whom the Yahweh put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, according unto all that the Yahweh had commanded. And Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab and every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Yahweh had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come and unto the work to do it. And he received of Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary to make it withal. And they brought yet unto him free offerings every morning. Now all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came every man from his work which they made. And they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Yahweh commanded to make. And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, that neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary, so the people were restrained from bringing. For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. And every wise-hearted man among them that wrought the work of the tabernacle made 10 curtains of the fine twined linen, and blue and purple, and scarlet with cherubim. Of cunning work made he them. The length of one curtain was 28 cubits, and the breadth of one curtain 4 cubits. The curtains were all of one side. And he coupled the 5 curtains one unto another, and the other 5 curtains he coupled one unto another, and he made lips that blew on the edge of one curtain from the selvage and the coupling. Likewise he made in the uttermost side of another curtain and the coupling of the second. 50 loops made he in one curtain, and 50 loops made he in the edge of the curtain, which was in the coupling of the second. The loops held one curtain to another. And he made 50 touches of gold and coupled the curtains one unto another with the touches, so it became one tabernacle. And he made curtains of goat's hair for the tent over the tabernacle. 11 curtains he made them. The length of one curtain was 30 cubits, and 4 cubits was the breadth of one curtain. The 11 curtains were of one side, and he coupled 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves, and he made 50 loops upon the uttermost edge of the curtain and the coupling, and 50 loops made he upon the edge of the curtain which coupled the second, and he made 50 touches of brass to couple the tent together that it might be one. And he made a covering for the tent of ram's skins dyed red, and a covering of badger skins above that. And he made boards for the tabernacle of the shittim wood standing up. The length of a board was 10 cubits, and the breadth of a board 1.5 cubits. One board had 2 tenons equally distant one from another. Thus did he make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And he made boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side there southward, and 40 sockets of silver he made under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for his 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under another board for his 2 tenons. And for the other side of the tabernacle, which is toward the north corner, he made 20 boards, and there 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board and 2 sockets under another board. And for the sides of the tabernacle westward, he made 6 boards, and 2 boards made he for the corner of the tabernacle and the 2 sides, and they were coupled beneath and coupled together at the head thereof to one rein. Thus he did to both of them and both the corners. Okay, so this is the construction of the tabernacle. We're at the end of our study this hour. And that's the construction. We'll read the last verse of chapter 36. It says, and the 5 pillars of it with their hooks, and he overlaid their capitures and their fillets with gold, but their 5 sockets were of brass. That ends chapter 36 of Exodus. This brings a total of steps. This hour contact us at the 11th hour call, and it's number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Whosoever will. Whosoever heareth, shout, shout the sound, spread the blessed tidings all the world around. Tell the joyful news, wherever man is found. Whosoever will may come, whosoever will, whosoever will. Send the proclamation over vale and hill. Here's a loving Father calls among the home. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever cometh need not delay. Now the door is open, how amazing. Now sure is the truth, the only living way. Whosoever will may come. Zerubbabel, send the proclamation over Baal and hell. There's the loving Father, how the wonder home. Whosoever will the promise is secure. Whosoever will forever endure. Whosoever will his love forevermore. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, send the proclamation over hell and hell. 'Tis a loving Father, calls a wonder home. Whosoever will may come.